Welcome to Political Coffee, your one-hour thought-provoking news and commentary as you begin your day. And now, here's your host, Jeff Krupp.
Good morning, everyone, and happy Memorial Day to you all. And it is my honor to be able to be on the air live with you today as we celebrate the men and women who have sacrificed it all, gave the ultimate sacrifice for you and I to live in freedom. What a wonderful thing. That's what this show is going to be about today, and I hope and pray that you will not only listen, but maybe participate. And here's how. Yes, you can call, and I hope that you do. And share with me maybe a story about someone in your world that gave the ultimate sacrifice. I know that many of you out there are, in fact, combat veterans, or you're veterans who have lost friends that you served with, men and women, that served with honor and distinction and gave their very lives for this country, whether in combat or not. The fact that you take an oath to serve and then you go off and maybe they were killed in a training accident, never saw actual combat. Or maybe they were a member of your family, like my grandfather, who was served in the infantry in World War I, whose gravesite I went to on Friday, actually Saturday. And I cleaned it up, as I do every year, and made sure it looked good. Then I went to my own father and my other grandfather's website. Neither of them served, although my father served in alternative service, which you could do for if you were a conscientious objector, which he was. He served his 2 years working for Goodwill rather than going to Vietnam. He worked up in Portland. Actually, it wasn't Vietnam, because Vietnam hadn't started yet. This was after Korea, but you were still required to engage in military service under the draft laws at the time. But they did make the alternative opportunity for those who were conscientious objectors. My father was one. Although in later years, I think he regretted having not served, just as I regret having not served. You see, when I was of service age, the draft had been done away with. In fact, there was a short window of time, and I happened to fall into it, which was interesting. But he didn't even have to register for the draft. But some years after I graduated from high school, it was required again to at least register. So my stepson, when he turned 18, had to register. And that was fine. But I just share that with you because I honor my grandfather, Henry C. Huffman, his sacrifice of service and going to war. He did not die on the battlefield. He died much too young of a heart attack at 60 years of age. But he served, and he went to war. Today we remember those who served and who died in war. So if you have a story about that, something that's meaningful to you, whether it is perhaps of a family member or it is perhaps of a comrade that was your friend who died in battle, and you feel it is appropriate to share it, and I want to make that distinction here, because it may not be, or it may be difficult for you to do it even many, many years later. So if that's the truth for you, that it's difficult to share, then we understand. But if you can share it, it would be appropriate today. Because it is a way of honoring their sacrifice for you and I. And that's powerful. And we want to do that today. And I encourage you, if you are having the day off, I am not, and I don't mean that in any way to be braggadocio, but it is my choice, actually my necessity as a farmer, to have to work today because we're getting very close to grass seed harvest. So, but also it is my honor and my privilege to broadcast live today. And I'm grateful for Phil, our producer, who mans the phones. I'm grateful for him being willing to work today. Thankful for this radio station in allowing us to do a live broadcast today. Because it's important. We have to remember the incredible sacrifice of the men and women who gave the ultimate sacrifice for you and I, that we can live free in this great nation, which is, in fact, the land of the free, and it is the home of the brave. There's some stories that I want to share with you a little bit today, but you know, I'll manage to put them on hold if you call or you send me an email, because I really do want to hear from you today on Memorial Day 2022. And if, in fact, you are having the day off and you are planning a get-together with friends and barbecue, which is our tradition, I want to encourage you to take a moment and remember with your children, with your family, your friends, what Memorial Day really means. And I think there's no greater way to do that than with Lincoln's Gettysburg Address. And I will share it with you as soon as I give out the phone number right now, 503-589-1220. Is the Power Buick GMC talk line, 503-589-1220, is that Power Buick GMC talk line. By the way, thanks to Solid Rock Church. Yesterday I had the great privilege of sharing some thoughts about faith and your heart in the intersection of all of that with politics and serving in government or just being engaged in government at some level. And I want to thank them, Pastor Luke, and all the great family members of their family and so many others that stood there as I talked way too long yesterday. But I began my speech with, you know, we are so honored to have the freedom that we have in Christ Jesus, because he gave his life that we could be free of the law of sin and death, free of every mistake that we've made that has been not so nice or good in other people's lives, sin, or just negatively impacting people's lives, which if you think about it, is not a good thing. It could be considered sin or not, but reality is Christ died and gave that ultimate sacrifice for us. And that's how I began my comments, and I apologize for being a little bit emotional in the beginning of my comments, because I remember it along with the soldiers that I was with in both Iraq and Afghanistan, and some of them did not come home to their families. And it never, ever leaves you. It always impacts you. Lincoln's Gettysburg Address, Gettysburg, November 19th, 1863. 67 years ago, our fathers brought forth upon this continent a new nation conceived in liberty and dedicated to the proposition that all men are created equal. Now we are engaged in a great civil war, testing whether that nation or any nation so conceived and so dedicated can long endure. We are met here on a great battlefield of that war. We are now have come to dedicate a portion of it as the final resting place for those who gave their lives that that nation might live. It is altogether fitting and proper that we should do this. Now, before I go any further, because I think it is a very poignant way of remembering this day, I will read the remainder of this after I talk to this caller. Caller, good morning. Who are you? And what's on your heart today?
Jeremy.
Could you say that again, please?
Good morning, Jeff. This is Barry in Oakland.
Hey, thank you, man. Appreciate you calling, brother.
Hey, Jeff. When I was just freaking out in the sense that what you had spoke about a little bit ago, my great uncle, Dwayne Hodges, was killed by the North Koreans in 1968. He was on the USS Pueblo, and North Koreans invaded their ship, and he was the only man that was killed. But they took 83 of his members of his crew as prisoners, and they kept them for 11 months before they finally released them.
That was your uncle, was the only person killed? I did not know that, Darian. My goodness.
Yeah. It was my grandma's brother. He was buried in Queensland.
Well, I remember the story well. You know, I was 9 years old at the time, and I do remember that story. And I often wonder why we did not resist and why we did not have a much stronger response to that event.
Well, I'm worried about that too. The North Koreans still hold our ship as a trophy.
Yeah, they do. They've never given it back, which is an interesting little side note to that, isn't it?
Yeah, yes.
It would have been interesting if Donald Trump had asked Kim Jong-un to give it back. I don't know that he did, but it would have been a nice gesture if Kim Jong-un had done that.
Yeah, it would.
Darian, thanks, brother. I appreciate you sharing that. That is a poignant story, friend. I know Darian. Go to church with him. He's a good man, family man. And I appreciate his comment there. The final comments of Abraham Lincoln in the Gettysburg Address. But in a larger sense, we cannot dedicate, we cannot consecrate, we cannot hallow this ground. The brave men, living and dead, who struggled here have consecrated it far above our poor power to add or detract. The world will little note nor long remember what we say here, but we can never forget what they did here. It is for us, the living, rather to be dedicated here to the unfinished work which they have thus far so nobly carried on. It is rather for us to be here dedicated to the great task remaining before us, that from these honored dead we take increased devotion to that cause for which they gave the last full measure of devotion. That we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that this government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. Those words could never be more poignant and appropriate in our nation's history than today. Back in a moment, it is 6:20.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp. Stop the car.
22 minutes past the top of the hour. Thank you, Darian. His uncle, or great uncle, was Dwayne Daniel Hodges. 1946 to 1968 was the only American sailor killed that day when the North Koreans took over the Pueblo. Thank you for that, Darian. I appreciate that. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you have want to express some thoughts about Memorial Day, what it means to you, what it ought to mean to America. Is it being taught? Is it being honored in America today the way that it should? In fact, I just saw, I watched One America News, they have, by the way, a great tribute today, if you check it out, to the Americans who gave their lives in service to this country. It's a great tribute to them. But I saw there about the Seattle police have decided to wake up. They arrested a bunch of protesters that were doing violence yesterday in downtown Seattle. And wouldn't it be nice if hapless Ted Wheeler would turn his Portland police loose, because a lot of the Portland cops, believe me, they're veterans. And they don't let this stuff happen, go on. Portland's awful downtown. Just go look at it. Look at what's happened down there. And that goes back to Lincoln's Gettysburg address. In his last two sentences, that we here highly resolve that these dead shall not have died in vain, that this nation shall have a new birth of freedom, and that this government of the people, by the people, and for the people shall not perish from the earth. I think there's a measure of us, there's a number of us who believe that this America's great treasure, liberty, freedom, is in fact in peril. If you look at some of the edicts that have come from Kate Brown and others, and now Joe Biden, it is difficult to come to any other conclusion that our liberty, that every American who died for the cause of liberty from the very beginning, even prior to the actual Revolutionary War, there were actions where Americans gave their life for the concept of liberty. You know, Abraham Lincoln's words, I mean, he wrote them himself, friends. And I just got to tell you this, they are never, and I meant every word of that as I went into the break, they're never more important for us to remember than today in America's history. Because there is an element of our fellow Americans who have been so deceived in believing that America is bad, and that we were founded on slavery, we were built on slavery, and that we're evil, and that we've gone around the world enslaving other people. Nothing could be further from the truth. If that were true, why would the world want to come here? And they still do. Have you noticed how they're pouring across the southern border? The absurdity that people think that America is the problem in the world, and that we have to be brought low. That was one of Barack Obama's major themes, wasn't it? It was. It's absurd. So on this Memorial Day, as you remember, why don't you maybe pull out the Gettysburg Address on your smartphone? It's easy to find. And as you're beginning your time with family and friends, or maybe if you're going to a cemetery today, and I hope you do, to honor those, that's where I'm going after I get off the air today, to honor those who fell in battle, read the Gettysburg Address. Read it out loud. Make it a tradition in your family. Pass it on to your children. Because by and large, they're not teaching it in public education anymore, sadly. Thanks to Freedom Heating and Air, talking about Freedom, a great company right here in Salem that have been around well over 40 years. And they've been around because they are really good at taking care of you, making your life better. Hot days are coming. We're supposed to get like 93, which is not good for us grass seed farmers. It'll advance the ripeness of the crop way faster than it should. At any rate, if your air conditioning system ain't keeping up, you ought to call Freedom Heating and Air, because they can make your life better. FreedomHeatingandAir.net, FreedomHeatingandAir.net. Got an email from my friend Walt. Happy Memorial Day to you and all your loyal listeners of your show. I can tell you that this day means more to me now than at any other time of my nearly six decades here in the United States of America. As a living, loving human being, I believe in freedom for all. I believe in the principles of liberty. I believe in the Christian values this country was formed on. And I also believe this country is currently under attack for everything it has stood for. The latest attack came in the message from Tracktown USA, which I received on Saturday. I can spend half your show picking this message apart. Would be glad to do so in the future. However, I know there are many other notable subjects to cover that are worthy sources. Let me just focus on the main item. Our United States of America Olympic team is going to go back to the days of segregation. Decisions have been made for the upcoming trial starting in Eugene in 3 weeks of the self-proclaimed newly reimagined Hayward Field. If you've taken the jab, the clinical trial dosage of whatever is contained in the syringes for a phantom virus, you need to get treated differently. Why? Because stadium seating is going to be divided for those who are vaccinated and those who are not. Shame on the Olympic Committee. Back in a moment, folks. Isn't that just amazing? Just stunning to me. It's time to stand up, folks. Maybe we ought to. He writes, maybe we the people ought to boycott the Olympic Games, at least the Olympic trials and the games. And then he forwarded the message to me from Tracktown USA. How sad. But it's what we can expect from the woke University of Oregon crowd and from a woke Kate Brown. Folks, you need to pray for her. She needs a lot of soda. 6:30, back in a moment. Happy Memorial Day to you. If you have a story, if you have a comment, we'd love to see something.
Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Stop the car. 24 minutes for the top of the hour. Great to have you with us, friends. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. If you want to comment on Memorial Day today, what does it mean to you? If you have a story about a fallen comrade who died in battle or sacrificed their life in service to this country, we'd love to hear it from you. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email, and I'll do my best to read it on the air. Two email addresses. One is jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. Dale writes, regarding Memorial Day services, having trouble finding Memorial Day services at cemeteries. Statesman Journal is of no real use. Wonder if demonically owned Brown has intimidated people away from the cemeteries. I remain astonished. The frontline automaton behavior of the mask zombies. Well, yeah, it is one of the things that is most interesting, I find. I have to say that as I go around more and more, I see less people wearing masks. Now, I'm not wearing a mask, and I haven't worn a mask for some time. I've worn a face shield when I had to, quote-unquote, go into a place where that was necessary, where that was demanded of me. And just, I don't like masks. I don't think they work. In fact, I know they don't work. They only work for those of you who are sick from expelling it and infecting other people. They don't prevent, and everybody knows. Dr. Fauci knows. And anybody who's ever done any reading knows that it does not keep you from breathing in COVID or anything else, really, that could make you sick. Why? Because the masks just don't have. Heck, even the N95 mask I wear around the farm when I'm blowing off farm equipment, not trying to fill my lungs with dust, even that, as good as that is, doesn't keep out the coronavirus because it's just smaller than that. It can get through it. At any rate, I just kudos to those people who are standing up, and kudos to those churches and other businesses that are refusing to enforce Kate Brown's unconstitutional edict about vaccine passports, showing your card at the door to get into church, of all things. And there's a lot of churches who are not doing it. My church isn't doing it, nor should they. Frankly, no church should do it, in my personal, humble opinion. Anyway, it is Memorial Day, 2022, where we remember those who gave the ultimate sacrifice for our freedom. 503-589-1220 is that Power Buick GMC talk line. Shoot me an email to jeff@1220.am or jeff@kslm.news. We'll go to the phones. Gail, good morning, and what are your thoughts today on Memorial Day?
Good morning, Jeff. You know, you're talking about some other things besides our precious loss of life of those who have served us and protected us. So I wanted to touch on that and say thank you. And also, my mother, as well as your dad, passed away recently. So, yes, our trips to honor them. But I wanted to say about the vaccine. The people who are segregating us may be unwittingly doing us a favor, because if you track the doctors who are really against us, they say that if you use that EMF, I think that's what it is, machine, you can see that the people who have taken it register way, way high. And they feel that they are transmitting or shedding something to us who have not had it. And it is important to keep our immune system strong, because on this day when we honor life, there is going to be more loss of life and more sorrow. And we just need to keep in prayer and be kind but be sane.
Well said, so, Gail. Thank you for sharing that. Thank you for sharing that. And it's just another story, anecdotally, from people that are trained in the science of medicine, who are very concerned about these vaccines, what's in them, and frankly, how they alter you inside. And I'm, again, this is, yes, COVID is a particularly aggressive form of the flu, if you will. But I'm not going to take a vaccine for something, first of all, I don't need, because yes, Gail's right. We need to keep our immune systems in excellent condition. And that means a number of things. And that, like taking zinc every day, like I do, and other things that help, just naturally, that help your body have a strong immune system. And you should do that, because it helps you with everything, not just COVID. It helps you with the common cold and everything else. Just makes sense. Gail, thank you. That's a great reminder. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. In a moment, I'm going to go to Rich. I want to say thank you to Eric Azer, Righteous Renovations, for being another one of our great advertisers, not just the show, but of this radio station. You hear his ads, and you hear the success that he's had by advertising on this radio station, and that's due to you. Thank you to those of you who've made a decision to work with Righteous Renovations. Go to their website, righteousrenovations.com, because if you do need a contractor in your home, then, or your business, really should check them out and check out the great success stories of very satisfied, happy customers. Yesterday, I was in the home of a friend who just remodeled her home, and she was very unhappy with the contractor because it took forever. And she's very unhappy with that. That's not something you get with Eric Kayser and Righteous Renovations. Again, don't take my word for it. Check out their website. Look at the great pictures of some of their projects. RighteousRenovations.com. Let's go to Rich. Rich, good morning. Happy Memorial Day to you, friend.
Thank you. I remember Jerry Woods from McNary when I went to high school. And Fred Thompson's the one that gave me the scoop on what really happened to him. And on my first tour, we lost a guy named Maldonado. He died from a shrapnel wound to the neck, bled to death in a ditch in Da Nang, South Vietnam. And when I was there, we didn't have that many injuries from that, but the Army and Marines around us did. And I brought home a few pounds of shrapnel to remind myself of what was going on. I also remember my dad going to that little Christmas party the Germans put on called the Battle of the Bulge, because he was at Bastogne. And I remember my uncles that were 101st Airborne and Army engineers, and I just remember all of them. And as far as the vaccines go, like the lady ahead of you, as far as I can see, it's a bioweapons lab synthetic drawn on purpose. So why would you get a vaccine for it? Well, I guess what I would say, why do the socialists want you to have the vaccine? Why are they pushing so hard? And with Antifa, as an example, the Democrats out there should remember that anytime they send money to ACT Blue, which is the money from laundering group for the Democrats, you're paying for Antifa and BLM.
That's right. You're absolutely right. Rich, thank you for powerful stories. Thank you for serving in combat and coming home with shrapnel in your body, and for remembering and honoring those that you served with that didn't get to come home. It's a tough thing, and it will always be with you. I know. Believe me, I know. Thank you, Rich. 503-589-1220 is the Power Buick GMC talk line. Julie wrote me an email. If you want to send me an email, I'll try my very best to read it quickly before the show is over. Jeff@kslm.news or jeff@1220.am. She writes this. Those who disrespect the flag have never been handed a folded one. Everyone should put on their bucket list seeing Gettysburg and Arlington, the tombs of the unknown, for a wreath presentation. I'm still tearful when I think back to those memories. Well said, Julie. I have been near Arlington many times. I've never gone there. Neither have I gone to Gettysburg, but I promise you that it is on my bucket list, and I am going to do that. Believe me, I'm going to do that. Let's go to Art. Art, good morning, brother. How are you today?
Happy Memorial Day, Jeff. It's
you, friend.
A day to honor all of those who served and didn't come back, especially the ones that are still missing in action. I listened to a story yesterday where this plane crashed off of some island in the Pacific. Yeah. And of course, the nine members of the crew went to their watery grave and never came home. So we need to say a special prayer for those that we can't even go to the cemetery and honor them because their graves are scattered all over this world from all the wars. Wanted to wish you a good Memorial Day. Hope you get that grass seed in, and I hope it doesn't go to seed too fast for you. But anyways, everybody have a great Memorial
Thank you,
Day,
brother.
And remember those who never even got to come home.
Well said, friend. Thank you so much. Be blessed.
God bless you, Jeff.
648. Back in a moment. Thank you.
Call Jeff now at 503-589-1220. That's 503-589-1220. Let's return now to more of Political Coffee with Jeff Krupp.
Ten minutes till the top of the hour, last segment for today. Happy Memorial Day today to all of you. I hope that you remember it respectfully and pass it on to your children, the significance of this day and what it really means to their liberty and everything that they're going to enjoy today. Freedom. This is a powerful thing. 503-589-1220. I mean, it really is. It truly is. That is the Power Buick GMC Talk On. If you want to make a comment in a moment, we're going to go to Glenn. I need to read this email from Corby. If you want to send me an email quickly, I'll try to read it on the air. Jeff at KSLM.news or Jeff at 1220.am. Says, morning, Jeff. I hesitated writing today because I didn't want to sound negative or disrespectful. I appreciate and thank everyone for fighting for this great country. It's a very sad day for me. I feel that those who fought for this country were let down by the citizens. We have allowed China, the deep state, and communism to conquer this country, and they didn't even fire a single shot. I'm not working today, or I am working today, and I will honor them by not wearing a mask, not taking the death shot, and standing for freedom the best I can. Normally, Salem puts flags up across the bridges between Salem and West Salem. Going to make across the bridge this morning. I didn't see a single one. Thanks and love to you all and all the patriots, Corby. That's stunningly bad if Salem did not put up flags today on the bridges. Stunningly bad. They ought to be all called out for it, in my humble opinion. Let's go to Glenn. Glenn, good morning. Happy Memorial Day to you, friends.
Yeah, Jeff, I remember all the people that didn't go to war, but a lot of my family members and friends were at Boeing, Wichita, Boeing, Seattle, working on the B-17s, and then later the B-52s, and I remember all the conversations with Roy, Elmer, Bob, and all the Klan at Boeing Field talking about the airplanes. They lived, slept, and ate. Didn't go to the war, but those planes sure did. And they were good airplanes.
Yes, they did.
They were beauties. Without that B-17, I don't know where we would be today. And I don't know without the the B-52s, the Flying Fortress, where we would be during the Korean events. So, I really remember all the work they did every day, building those airplanes, and how they had to perform, and how they did perform perfectly. And now all of them are gone, but I've got memories, pictures, I got a lot of the models, and it's beautiful.
Yeah, it is. And those, you know, me being an airplane nut and understanding, I grew up across the road from a crop duster who had been a ball turret gunner on a 17 over Europe at the end of the war. He had 18 missions. And he gave me his book, and ultimately I got my own copy of it, The Flying Fortress, and all the stories about the B-17. And then, as you acknowledge, the B-52, built in Wichita, has and continues to fly this day with massive modifications in Iraq and specifically in Afghanistan. The B-52 was used, as it was in Vietnam, with devastating impacts because of how many bombs it was able to drop. It's astonishing to see its impact as an instrument of war. Now, war is a horrible, ugly thing. The B-52 was feared by the North Vietnamese and the Viet Cong because it could just wipe out entire tunnel complexes with one airplane. It was incredible. And we used it and continue to use it this day, flying. And it's a tribute to all of those men and women and to Boeing.
It's very reliable. And
yes, it is.
It's efficient because it will function under analog as well as digital. Because if you lose your if you lose your digital signals, it'll still fly.
Yeah, it is an amazing thing. Glenn, thank you. I appreciate it because I want to move on here. Be blessed today. Tammy writes me an email. Says, I'm not a veteran, but I have many veteran friends, including my dad, who's passed away now. The Memorial Day means I have lost many friends and family. It's not that their service ended when they left their military family. Their service never ends. Their oath never ends. At least that's the way it was explained to me. So whether they're in service to the military or in service to their family, they're still under their oath. Their oath never ends, as it was explained to me. My dad left service with the military back in the 60s, but he's also buried in the National Cemetery in Portland now. So I have friends, lots of family, and family that I honor every time. Thank you, Tammy. Thank you for that. And that's a powerful reminder of the commitment that so many men and women make when they join the military and they go to war or they serve. That oath, that commitment never ends. I want to thank again Pro Bioscience for being another one of our great sponsors. They're a great Salem-based company. They make natural CBD products that make your life better. I know I use them. You know that. I cannot tell you how much they've made a difference in my body and in my life. All natural, drug-free, THC-free, some of it, most of it. Or with such small amounts of THC, it doesn't even in any way impact you. But if you're in a sensitive position, you cannot have THC in your system because of drug testing. You can be assured that they have the same products without any THC and certified to be that. These only Oregon-grown THC, which or not THC, but Oregon-grown CBD, which is the very best there is. Go to their website, pro-bioscience.com, and this is the last day that you can use the code MOTHER for Mother's Day, and you get 15% off. You buy anything online, it's 15% off. Use the code MOTHER. Buy CBD with confidence. Thank you to all of you. Memorial Day, of course, in reading its history, it was established formally. It was called Decoration Day until 1971, when it was made Memorial Day officially by Congress. One of the interesting things that I, in researching its history, that I did not know was that at the end of the Civil War, there were black people who started celebrating and observing the memory of soldiers who died for their freedom. And that started in South Carolina, in Charleston, South Carolina, less than a month after the Confederacy surrendered in 1865. I did not know that. Black Americans were the first to celebrate the incredible sacrifice that so many soldiers gave, including some women, even back in the Civil War. It's an interesting little thing. Please remember and pray for the families of everyone who has lost an American, man or woman, in war, as we remember them today. Visit a cemetery, pray for this great nation, keep fighting, keep believing. Read the Gettysburg Address today out loud. It's powerful. Be blessed, each of you, today. I'll be back tomorrow. I hope you will be.